Okay, when I say Beitza Daf Dalet, we start at the bottom of Daf Gimel, but this week we had the Braita, which asked the Kashim, and we saw four reasons why the Beitza was Asher and Yontif. So we saw the first reason Rav Nachman is we talk about a Beitza, a chicken, a guy, or Beitzim, so therefore the chicken's Muktza, the eggs, and the egg is Muktza. We then saw a rabbi that said, I'm talking about a chicken, Lachila, that's therefore Achila, but why is the egg Muktza? Because the egg, we had to have a Chana from Yontif, we had a Chana to Rabbi, which should be a Chana from Chol, from a weekday to Shabbos or weekday to Yontif, and therefore if for Shabbos Yontif it couldn't be. We then had two other reasons, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yosef said because of a gzaira shema of parot anoshim, like fruits falling off the tree, and Rabbi Yitzchak said because of squeezing fruits and fruit juice. I think more about a bright today about those two last reasons. We had a beis shlo b'yontif, a beis shlo b'yontif. One on Shabbos yontif, you can't move it, you can't cover the kli, you can't use it to hold up a chair, but you can cover a box. So then we said at the end, then we said, and the sveika Asura, and if it mixed up, it also Asur. And we said it was a problem because if it was, why is it Asur? If it's a Safek Drabanan, so it's a Dabar Sheshlo Matirin, and therefore understands it's Asur. And then the Gemara said, no, it's not talking about a Safek of Yom Tov Shabbos, it's talking about there if we're not talking about Safek from a Treifa or not. Was the egg laid from a Treifa animal? That's what we said yesterday. That maybe it's a different reason altogether. The reason why the egg is Asur is because it's a Treifa. And a treifa is asher. The Gemara said, wait a second, if it's a davar sheshlo matirin, so then it's asher. But if a treifa is not davar sheshlo matirin, then why is it asher? Should we batel barov? The Gemara said, no, not batel barov, because it might be something chashuv, because you might count the eggs as individual units, therefore they got chashuv, but you don't count the eggs as chashuv. So we're like, it would depend on another machloket, whether we say et or kol. Do we say et? Shedar kol imanot, something which is unique, that you only count it on its own, and therefore an egg is not necessarily, an egg might be kol shedarko. Sometimes you count that you buy a dozen eggs, sometimes you buy a bucket of eggs. Came into Machlok Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan said that we're speaking about over here, which is Ikmar Allah, the second wide line. Rabbi Yochanan says, et shedarko, only things which are unique. And Rabbi Shimon Ben actually said, even things which are not unique, sometimes you count something which include eggs. The Gemara said that makes sense going to Resh Lakish, because Resh Lakish says it includes eggs. Rabbi Yochanan said it's only the things that are always counted individually and that gives it chashivut, and therefore the egg would be asur. So Papa said, no, you got it all wrong. The Tana over here, that brighter is a Tana. It's not the same Tana. That the end of the Sefer there, we spoke about the Safek of Yontif, a Safek of Treifa, sorry, is which Tana? It's the same Tana that taught us about the Litra of Katsiot. This is about the process of drying figs. And he says, like the Zudavar called the Vashim Minyan Afilib Rabbi Lobatil. Anything. The davarash minimum. Whenever you count something by number, any situation, even if it's a derabanan lo batil, and what was he speaking about lo derabanan? Because he's speaking there about truma of figs. Now today we take truma masse on all fruits and on all vegetables, but mina Torah, machlok shonim, as a rule, mina Torah midoraita, truma is only taken from produce, from the grains, right, and Dagan tirosh v'yitzar. So grains, wine, and oil. That's the Doraita. Then we expanded it to include all trees, all fruits, and then now the further expansion to include even vegetables. But that's the Rabbana, not Doraita. So he says there, the tree, the figs, even the figs are Shiva Minim, right? One of the Shiva Tamin, doesn't matter, it's all the Rabbana. And he's speaking there about the Ktsiot of the of the litra de ktsiot, of the dried figs. And he says there that even though it's the Rabbanan, a kosher cane per doraita, how much more so our case if we say that the egg is a safek treifa, which would be a safek doraita. So even though the klal would normally be that a davar she'ein lo matirin, and an egg which is safek from a treifa bird. If you've got three chickens in your backyard and you don't know which one of them laid the egg, and one of them's a treifa, then that egg's a safek treifa. And normally it would be batel barov. And it's a davash and a matir. It's not that, for example, an egg that was out in Yontif or on Shabbos might be muktza today, but tomorrow you can eat it. So therefore, it's called the davar sheyesh lo matir. It will be able to become matir at some time in the future. We machmir, we say it's asur now. But daddy, you're rocking there. But something which isn't batel, it hasn't got a davar she matirin, which is never going to ever, that safek go away. We already say batel barov as a rule. Not according to this Tana here, our Papa's quoting. This Tana's opinion is, kol davar, right? Kol davar, shebeminyan, which you count, even if it's a Rabbanan, is never batel. and kol shekain adoraita shkoach, right? Which the safek of a treifa would never be batel. If we understand why the brayta said asur. Okay, that's what he got up to yesterday. And now the proof of that is he quotes the Mishnah. Yeah, we quote from the Mishnah. Via ditnan litrik tzilch daras al pi eagle. If you drive them on this like ring of anodab as an eagle does, you know which one it was, al pi chabit, or on a barrel, you know which barrel it was, or al pi kavet, on some sort of sieve, you know which one it was, on a strainer. And that was great. Now we've got a machloket of Rimer and Rabbi Yehuda in how to understand another machloket of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. I don't want to get bogged down into too much, not really part of our sugar, but just to finish off. Shemer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ro'in et ha'edonot kilu ha'en prudot. You now remember that truma is batel b'meya. Right? So if you've got 1 in 100, you're not sure now which is the truma. If you've got 100 of the lakan, then it all becomes batel. You can do it. There's a machloket rishonim, we actually have to take out one or not. Okay? Rashi seems to say yes, but most rishonim say you don't have to take out one. Just, it all becomes batel. So Ro'in ha'edonot kilu ha'en prudot. You see the top ones, if they're separate from the bottom ones, v'tachlot ma'alot ha'edonot, and therefore they're separated from this eagle, and they can all become mixed up, and now you'd be more makil, says Rabbi Rabbi Yeshua says no. Yimiyesh meyav pumin yalu the 100. Yes, yim lava pumin asurim v'ashloim, and you don't get back to put them all together. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Now Rabbi Yehuda says that it's all one way more chum chamur. That what we had Rabbi Eliezer, who when Rabbi Meir said Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua, so the Rabbi Eliezer was maker, Rabbi Yeshua was machmir. Rabbi Yeshua now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is the makil side of Rabbi Eliezer, what Rabbi Yehuda just said now. You see, he's much more machmir. He says it doesn't work, and we can see this whole machlok of Aviyah is whether it's batel or not batel with regards to an isur derabbanan. That's really the crux of this Mishnah. Okay, so you can see the extent to this Tana, that even things which are derabbanan are not batel, and that helps our Mishnah, our brighter, which says that it's asur with the safek of the treifa. Darsav Egel Venu Debe is Agudasa Debra Kolia. There was a women Debra Kolia, and that's the Machloket. Amar Papa Hachika Amar Darsav Egel Venu Debe is a Makom Agudasa, it's falling in the drama. Okay, Debra Kolia. Okay, so bottom line, like I said, I skipped over the actual details there in the Brighter. But the proof is that according to that Tana, even a Drabanan, which you count in numbers, like figs, which have got Chashivut, are not Batel, so too over here we see that our brighter says that the egg, if it comes from a suffix trefa, is not batel at all, and that's why it's asur. Ravashi has a different answer. Ravashi now comes and gives a different answer now regarding a different approach regarding the Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yosef's answers of why the egg was asur. Remember I said at the beginning there were four reasons. There was Rav Nachman, there was Rabbi, Rav Yosef, and Rav Yitzchak, and there they said it was a gzeira. Ravashi amar lolam safek yom tov safek chol. This brighter we just saw a moment ago, he's not about a safek treifa. Sorry, not about a safek treifa. It's about a safek where the egg was laid on Yom Tov B'chol. And how about davar shesh matirin? It's davar shesh matirin. B'chol shesh matirin. Afilu b'rabbanan lo batil. And so why was it asur? It was asur on that day because even if it's a drabanan, if it's a davar shesh lo matirin, we don't mevatel it. Okay, so that's quickly just a summing up of what we saw yesterday. Tani achem omrim. Got a brighter now in the achem. Achem tishin Rabbi Meir. Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Beitza te'achel, hiva'ima. So here we see a Beitza, a brighter, which is very similar to our Mishnah. Remember, our Mishnah said that if the egg is laid, you can eat the egg. Here, which is like Beit Shammai, here the egg, the Beitza, the brighter says, eat the egg, not only eat the egg and its mother. Look at Rashi. Beitza te'achel, im nolda be'yom tov. If it's laid on Yom Tov, you can eat it, the egg and the mother. So what's the Maya Skinner? What are we talking about? Ilem b'taragur amir l'achila. If it's a chicken that's there to be eaten, so it's pashut. What's a chilush? Well, I need a brighter to come and tell me I can eat the mother. Pashut, I can eat the mother. The mother's there to be eaten. Look at Rashi. Klomar im lo im balomar kebeit shamai leshmainan beitze ima lederak beit shamai that the egg is butar. So right. So im elamidi. What do you have mother for? Pshut the shayas. Pashut that the mother's butar. Right, Pshita Dehiva Imasharia, Elagra says no. What are we talking about here? We're talking about Tamed Legado Beitzim. We're talking here about a mother whose purpose is to lay eggs, which means that the mother is a mukta chicken. Right? Vehiva Ima Asura. And him and the mother are Asur. The Shmin Rabbi Eliezer, we understand Rabbi Eliezer what? The Itla Mukta, but it holds that there is mukta, as opposed to Beit Shammai, who says there wasn't mukta. The Itla Mukta, the Itna Mipreka, maybe. We'll see that on the Flamadan, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Omer Adam al Hamukta, Alma Hachana Bayi. We need Hachana. So according to Rabbi Yezid Achanan, so how can you tell me that you can eat this egg now if it comes from a chicken, Legad El Beitzim? Right? He says no. Tochal, when the Bride says Tochal, Agav Ima, it just means of yet, says, the Bride says, Tochal, Mishum Rabbi Yezid, Beitza Tochal, Hiva Ima. What does it mean, Hiva Ima? Agav Ima. How does it mean, what does it mean, Agav Ima? It's not like our Mishnah we saw yesterday. It's Hechidam, he says the Gemara, Amar Abayi, Kagon Shlach Chastam, you bought a chicken and you didn't dedicate the chicken to any particular purpose. You never said, this is a chicken for eggs, this is a chicken to be eaten. Nishchata, if you shechted the chicken on Yontav, so Hoover had Lachin Omeda, we see Lema Freya, he obviously didn't eat the chicken. Lord Nishchata, you've never shechted the chicken, Hoover had Lagado Beitzim Omeda. So that's what he means over here. So the first answer we give over here is of Rabbi Zaira, who said, well, how do you resolve this brighter? The brighter means not Hiva Ime, the Beitzim Ime, and Agav Ime. If you're able to eat the mother, then you're also able to eat the chicken. How can you eat the mother by shechting it? That proves that your intention really was the chicken, which is there le'achila. That's the first answer. Mary says no. Mary, I'm a guzma katani. No, this is guzma. What does it mean this is guzma? Guzma means, look, Rashi got a nice expression of guzma. Rabbi says, "Can Adam Shirotzel Achzik Tvarav?" He wants to prove his point. He wants to state his case. Medaba Yeter, he adds lots of things. We made it lachilak amar. It's ready there for eating. Venechlak al behilal haoshrim, and he is cholek on behilal. So it's a chicken that's there to be eaten. Lech al behilal haoshrim veima lo istrichalei elegazim. And therefore, we actually mention the chicken. The chicken's pasha. The chicken can be eaten, right? Am a milti yatera kol yachel gam et ha'av vegam et ha'im. Even the father you can eat. The guys say, what do you want? The chicken to go, it's a chicken to be eaten. The chicken's there to be eaten. Therefore, the egg you can also eat. You can eat the egg, you eat the mother, you eat the father. There's no limits on what you can eat. That's what we're speaking about over here. We're not speaking about an egg that's a chicken that's there for the guy. No, basically, the chicken that's there to be eaten. It's possible you can eat it. Just the guy, it's like a matter of speech. The guy wants to make his point. And he's like, and he quotes a Mishnah, another situation like that to make the point. Right? The Tanya, Acharim Omrim, Mishum Abnezer, and he quotes this same brighter, right? This is Tosefta over here. He sort of quotes the whole thing we just saw a moment ago. Then Rabbi Eliezer. He says, Beitza, Ta'achel, he, ve'ima, ve'efroach, ve'klipato. You can eat the chicken, you can eat the mother, you can eat the baby and the shells, the whole story. What do you mean, my klipato? What do you mean, klipato? Well, you eat the shells? You know, my klipat mamash, you mean the real, real klipper? Klipper barachidic, can you eat clippers? Ella, what do you mean, efroach, ve'klipato? He's saying you can re-eat the efroach beklipato, meaning you got a baby, you got an egg there, which you know has got a baby chicken inside it. The pshat of the vibrate is you can break open the chicken, eat the egg, eat up the chicken, the chick. But can you do that? Is that a mutar? He says, Adkan lo pligi rabbanan led Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. We'll see this in 2 days' time. This is a daf vav, there's a machloket there, between rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And then a machloket about this chick, el hechad de yatsa lavir haolam. There's a machlok between the two of them. If the birds already come out of its shell, yatsa lavir haolam, aval hech erat, but you look at the Rashi over there, Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov, oser efrochim shelo niftachu enehem. It's already come out of the shells, it's cracked up in the shell, it hasn't opened its eyes yet. But I don't say, once it's cracked up in the shell, you can eat it. Rabbi Eliezer says, you have to wait for it to open its eyes first. However, aval hech de lo yatsa lavir haolam lo pligi, when it hasn't come out of the egg yet, we haven't actually broken out the shell yet, even Rabbi Eliezer, even Rabbi Nani said, you can eat it, will say, hey, you can't eat it. So how can you tell me the bride is talking about efroach beklipato? There's nobody who allows you to efroach beklipato. It's eating a treifa. So pshat, the bride can't be that. Ella, what does it mean efroach beklipato? Guzma. Hachanami ta'achel huvim a guzma. So according to Rav Mari, don't get carried away that bride. That bride is not saying eat the mother as well. Eat the egg. It's talking about eat the egg. Tell you the mother as well. Why the mother as well? Because it's a way of God staying back your point, and therefore it appears that... Maybe he's saying, like, I don't know that even an egg, the guy will bite, chicken, the guy will bite, you can eat the egg. I don't know. The more brings a machloket, related machloket here now. Now we get into some interesting fields. I think so, and this related to your question yesterday on the Shabbos and Yontav and 2 days Rosh Hashanah and the whole story. Itma, if machloket amorai, Shabbat ve Yom Tov. If you got Shabbos and then Yontav the day after. Right? Rashi says over here, Shabbat ve Yom Tov, Asmuchin, Vuadin, Yom Tov, Shabbos. Back then, Shabbos comes first, then Yontav, and Yontav, and then Shabbos. Okay? So often you have Shabbos going into Pesach, like you have, what's a Shabbos can be Seder. Then you got Shabbos going into Yontav. Or you can have Shabbos going into Yontav. You can have first Shabbos and then Yontav. It could be under Chol HaMoed, for example. It could be Shabbos. Then you have the Shemini Atzeret, whatever the case in Yontav. Rav Amar, Machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. This is very, very important, because these are klalim which are going to help us the whole of Shas. So we know that Rabbi Yochanan is a heavy, 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 heavyweight. We know that Rav is a heavy, 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 heavyweight. They're both heavyweights. What happens when they argue? What's the halacha like? So we'll see just now some klalim coming around for this. She has a machloket Rav and Rabbi Yochanan with regards to Shabbos and then Yontav or Yontav and then Shabbos. Rav Amar no de bezeh asura bezeh. Rav says if a chicken lays an egg on its son on Shabbos and the next day is Yontav, or on Yontav the next day is Shabbos, you can't have the egg neither on the Shabbos or on the Yontav, irrespective of which order it went. Rabbi Yochanan Amar no de bezeh muter bezeh. Rav says no. If it lays today on Shabbos, you can't have it on Shabbos, you can have it on Yontav tomorrow. If it lays today on Yontav, you can have it on Yontav, you can have it tomorrow on Shabbos. Okay? So the Gemara says, Namek Savrav Rav Kudush Achati. So maybe Rav, why does Rav say it's Asur? Maybe Rav wants to say that it's one big Kedusha, Shabbos and Yontav, eh? Not 2 days Yosh Hashanah. One day Shabbos, one day Yontav. Then maybe that's one big Kedusha. So we're saying, how can it be? In Arab, we learned this value, but Rabbi Lezer, Amar Shtei Kedushotain, it's two Kedushas. So we're saying, okay, so obviously it can't be that. The Rav can't say that it's one big Kedusha, even Rabbi gives two Kedushas. What are we talking about? Maybe we're talking about Hachana, but the Rabbi came from the gate. Remember we saw the first day of the Shir, the first daf, we saw the Hachana, the Rabbi, said that you have to have Hachana from Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontav, which is Chol. Therefore, if the chicken lays the egg on a Shabbos or on a Yontav, you haven't got Hachana from Chol. Therefore, you can't eat it on one of the Sudas of Shabbos Yontav. The Rabbi came from the guy, Rabbi itlay Hachana Rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan leitlay Hachana Rabbi. Rabbi says, Kitznana, Kamilochet Tanaim, Botzimochet Tanaim, Nolde b'Shabbat. Right? If it's Nolde on Shabbos, then Brighter says, Tanakama says, Tochal b'Yomtov. B'Yomtov, Tochal b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, Shum Rabbi Eliezer, Adayin hi Machloket. He says, no. It's a machlok. What's the machloket? Shebet shama omrim ta'achel, ubehimim omrim, ubehilom rotach. When we saw in our Mishnah, we came to the conclusion of the Gemara country of Nachman. Rav Nachman said we were speaking about Yontif that happened after Shabbos and Achadu de Rabbah. Remember that? That's what we saw. We said four reasons why the Bad Hillel said Asur. And the first reason was, according to Rav Nachman, that we're talking about Yontif after Shabbos and we have Achadu de Rabbah. So the Gemara says, no, it's still the machloket. We're not sure what the story is, and therefore, with between Rav Yochanan and Rabba, right, that might be, because the Gemara said maybe that's the machloka between them is whether you have a chon Rabba, we'd have to have a chon Rabba. Rav says Asur, he would need a chon Rabba. Rav Yochanan says Mutar, he wouldn't need a chon Rabba, and we saw that machloka over there, that the machloka still exists. Now, the Gemara brings two examples over here, two cases, two stories, where this was relevant. My first answer is, he's balabayit, says Rashi, he was renting in this guy's place. He had, notice carefully where it was, he had chickens which laid eggs on Yontif, and tomorrow is going to be Shabbos. Now on Yontif you can cook, right? You can't eat, but you can cook. So, he came now to his balabayit, and he says to him, to his tenant, he says to him, Atla Kame, comes to Rav Adabar Av. He says to him, Nu, Mailat, Vinu, Ha'idna, Venichlin, Lemacha, can I roast the egg today? Right, because he says, I can't eat it today, but can I roast it today and prepare it so that it's ready for tomorrow, for me to eat it tomorrow? So Amalei, so Rav Adabar Av says to him, Nu, Ma'adatich, what's your thinking? He obviously gave a lot of credit to his Barabai that he was a bit of a Talmid Chochem. He says, you know that the Machloket, Rabbi Yochanan, Lachak Rabbi Yochanan, you know as a rule, Machloket, the Tilda Machloket, Rabbi Yochanan. Right? And now you think you know about this Machloket over here, Rabbi Yochanan, from Shabbos Yontif, going to the Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan said, no problem, you can eat it. So you think that you can eat the egg tomorrow. So he says to him, but you got a little bit wrong. I feel Rabbi Yochanan, lo kashari el gomel amachar. Rabbi Yochanan wants to say that if you want, tomorrow you can eat it raw. And Rashi said, could ask them to eat it raw. About Bayomel on the dad's stuff, it's booked, so you can't do anything with it. You can't touch it. So you certainly can't cook it today. That's the first answer. You with me, everybody? You were clear? Clear? Daddy? Sawan? Right, David? Right. So the grace of Ahat Tanya, Achat Beitzah Shinoldo B'Shabbos, Achat Beitzah Shinoldo B'Yom Tov, אין מטלטלין אותה, לא לחסות בו את הכלי, לא לסמוך בו בקרמיטה. עד עכשיו, והתן, not a question, but it's a proof. And here's our proof. We saw the bride to Elion. The bride said that when egg was out on Shabbos or Yontif, you can't touch that egg at all. You can't do anything with it. It's mukta completely. You know, Yochanan won't hold by that. A new case. Ushpazich Nadra Papa. His landlord, Papa's landlord. I mean, who governed after Papa. Some say it wasn't his landlord, it was some general guy who came to our Papa. He had the other way around. He had a chicken which laid eggs on Shabbos, and now he was asking about Yontif. Okay, so now the eggs are on Shabbos. It's easier to understand the eggs were laid on Shabbos, not on Yontif. Definitely can't cook them. So Atle Kame, he came to our Papa, Male, who says, My lemachrin lemacha, can I eat these eggs tomorrow? Can I eat them? I remember Bachot Rabban Rabbi Yochanan, the assumption ya is halachic Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says yes. And Rav says no. So Amalei, so Rabbi Papa says to the guy, Zira idem v'talamacha, go home, come back tomorrow. Why? The Rav lom.
I love
it, go back tomorrow. But what the answer is, look why he says it though. He says, the Rav lo moki amora idabe mi yometava lechavim mishum shikrut. He says, listen, Rav, who was his Rebbe, Rabbi Lazar the Amor is saying, Rav had a minhag never to answer halochas on, give droshes on your, I didn't put an Amor. Remember, an Amor would be a guy that would, he'd talk whispering to the guy's ear, and have an Amor like his loudspeaker for him to give the Dvar Torah. And he, in his Rashi, points out to that in his Dvar Torah, he used to give a lot of halocha. So therefore, on Yontif, because he had a bit of a schnapps, he had a bit to drink, he was scared to mention halocha because, you know, he could make mistakes, he was a bit tipsy. So therefore, he was never to pass an halocha on Yontif. And Rabbi Eliezer was following his footsteps and said to him, listen, do me a favor, please. Come back tomorrow. I don't want to answer halocha today. But I want to be like Rav. Okay. He asked the machar, when he came the next day, so Amar, right, so now he says to him, Rapapa said, right? So Rapapa says to him, Iku Hashtes, I'm glad that you came now. He says, because if you had come yesterday when I was drunk, says Rashi, Ishtalai. What means Ishtalai? Says, Yashachachti v'shagagti. I would have forgotten, I would have made a mistake. Vayiti more bohetem, Yishum the Kaim and Abishah Duchte, Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan. I would have said to you, know what? You can eat it. Why? Because normally in other places in Shas, Machloket, Rabbi Yochanan, Lokaka, Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, I would have thought that just like there, so to here, and I would have said to you that you could also go and you can eat it. However, in this particular case, look back in the Gemara, he says, Vaha Amarava, Rava taught us, we'll see it tomorrow, Hilchita, Kevate, Derav, Bahani Tlat. In these three scenarios, Aloha is like Rav, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Bein Lekula, Bein Lechum. Rashi points out what they are, we'll see two of them today. This egg, Shemishabbos for Yom Tov, right, that was born on Shabbos and Yom Tov, etc., all the way around, or the Kame, and there he says it's Asur, and the Kame, Bishlamim Tovim Shal Galuyot, on regular two Yom Tovs, Nechlak Laka, there he says it's Mutar, and Oshlishi, Bishlamim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah, Nechlak Lachmir, Rosh Hashanah, he says it's Asur. So Rav says like this, Shabbos to Yom Tov, Yom Tov to Shabbos, Mutar. Asur. Rabbi Yochanan says Mutar, Aloch Lak Rav, Asur. On the 2 days of Yontif in Chutz La'aretz, Mutar, from one day to the next. And on Rosh Hashanah, which is, we'll see why, one day he says no. First born Rosh Hashanah, second, you can't eat second Rosh Hashanah, it's Asur. And those halachas, halachas like Rav, not like Rabbi Yochanan. And if Rabbi Papa says, if you had come to me yesterday, I was a little bit tipsy, I would have just seen, Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, no problem, eat it. But actually, halachas like Rav. Right? Klak ben kol v'lechumra. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan now, the Gemara brings a related mom of Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan said that you can eat an egg that was laid on Shabbos, you eat it tomorrow on Yontif, second on Yontif. So Rabbi Yochanan ate him, Shinashu min adekel b'Shabbat, if a tree, branch breaks off a tree on Shabbos, asu lasikan b'yom tov, you can't use it tomorrow for firewood on Shabbos, on Yontif. Did Rabbi Yochanan say to us that if an egg is laid on Shabbos, you can't eat it on Yontif? So why is he saying here you can't? So Rabbi Yochanan is anticipating that kashya. So he says, "Va'al tishiveni beitza." Don't start asking me kashyas over here from beitza, right? From the eggs. Look at Rashi. "Al tishiveni beitza." She amarti ba nolde beze muteret beze. Because in Dalam Ud Aleph, he said, "No problem. If it was born on Shabbos, later on Shabbos, you eat it on Yom Tov." The hachas shayach le meisafek. So with the wood, there's more grounds to be asked. Why? So Shmuel says, my time, why are you more machmir? Right? Why are you more machmir on wood than you are on eggs? So he says, Bay, what's the reason for beitza? My time of beitza? Mishum to be yoma namechazi legoma. Uvelo keshari la'ad demachar, mariya debat yoma asura. What's with eggs? He says, eggs. Let's take an egg that was laid on Shabbos, or an egg that was laid on Yontif. Why do we asur the egg? Only because of mukta, right? Whereas intrinsically, if there wasn't a din of mukta, we would say that the egg was laid on Shabbos, eat it. You can't cook it, you can eat it raw, right? But because of mukta, we don't eat it. And we say that tomorrow you can eat it. So everybody understands that because of mukta, there was no real reason, only because of mukta. So when we don't eat, you eat it today, we eat it tomorrow, everyone understands that it was because of mukta, you couldn't eat it, and today's a mukta day, you can eat it. And they won't come to make a mistake and think you could eat it on the first day. However, says Rabbi Yochanan, he says, when it comes to wood, let's say the wood broke off the tree on Shabbos. You wouldn't be able to use the wood on Shabbos even if it wasn't for mukta. Even without mukta, right? There's two reasons you can't use the wood on Shabbos. The first reason is because of mukta. And the second reason is the main reason, because you can't burn firewood on Shabbos. Correct? Nothing to do with it. So, Shari Lehu Lemachar, if I'd let you use it tomorrow on Yontif, Ati Lemay, what people will say, but Yomayu Namu Shari. They'd say, ah, really, if it fell on the first day, you would be able to use it. The Etmo Mishum Shabbatu Lochaz, and the reason was, you couldn't use it because it was Shabbos. So, if it was the other way around, and on the first day that it fell, you could burn it, people would think, ah, now it's not Shabbos. Now I can burn. The only reason I couldn't use wood yesterday wasn't because of mukta, because it was burnt, couldn't be burnt. Therefore, mukta isn't in people's mind. The law shows this. About 18 to Shabbat, 18 that fell on Shabbos, kevan de yomayu belav isur mukta nami lo chazu. Even without mukta, they weren't allowed to be used. She'ein mevarin eish be Shabbos, because you don't burn on Shabbos. So no one's going to think that you could use the wood yesterday. They're not going to think it's because of mukta, it's because you can't burn the wood. So if I allow you to now do it tomorrow on Yontif, Yishari Lehu Lemacha, what are they going to Atle Meimar? Im Naflu, but people say, ah, if it fell on Yontif, Nami Sharu, it would be okay. The Etmol Shelo Biarnu Mishum De Shabbat Lo Chaz Lasaka. Why didn't you use it yesterday? Because yesterday was Shabbos, you couldn't burn. Today you can burn. So with eggs, people understand that the whole reason why an egg is Asur is because of Muktzah. And therefore, if we're allowed to use the egg today, they're not going to think you could use it yesterday. But wood, they're going to think, why couldn't you use it yesterday? Because it was Shabbos. You don't burn wood yesterday. It's nothing to do with mukta. So therefore, probably if it falls there, you can use it today. So you'll come to make the wrong mistake. You'll come to make the wrong decision. Therefore, with wood, I'm more machmir than I am with beitza. Okay, now we talk, Amar Rav Arachba, 18 shana shum nadeka. On a similar related thing about trees falling, wood falling, Rav Matnas is like this, wood shana shum nadeka, tocha tanur, beyond if it falls out of the tree, straight into the oven. If you've got an outdoor oven, you've got trees are hanging over, and it's an open top oven, and trees fall in, boom, into your oven on Yontif. Now, the trees essentially are mukta, right? They follow the trees, yeah, what can you do with them? So he says, Rav Matna, mar be'aleim etzim muchanim u'mesikan. Add some other wood that you've got set aside, that's not mukta, set aside for cooking, and now you can batel that mukta wood into the rov, and you can use the mukta wood as well. But when you're turning over the wood, stoking to coals, you're turning over Isur staff. So was it that I came into Ruba here, Tairin, since now there's the raw of these, okay, then this battle stuff also becomes okay. What are you talking about? But you're being mevatel Isur, you've got to take mukta stuff. You're being mevatel it, but you're dying on your hands. You, the one, is being mevatel, you're adding stuff to make it battle. But now we learned in the Mishnah, you can't mevatel stuff lechatchila. Listen, the Gemara says, "Hani midi b'doraita." But Rabbanan mevatlida. He says, "No, that's only according to doraitas, and that would be, for example, truma." Rashi says over here that's you can't mevatel truma with doraita, but a Rabbanan, but muktzah, that's Rabbanan, you can mevatlina. So I say, wait a second, that's not so pashut. Well, Rashi the Amar, we saw yesterday, Rashi said, Kol davar sheyesh lo matirin afilu b'drabanan lo batil. He says anything when it comes to that's got a matir. Now this wood is muktza today. Tomorrow it's not muktza anymore. It's got a matir. You can use it tomorrow. So we learned, Rashi said that nothing that's got a matir can ever be batil. So then, how are you going to explain the Gemara now in terms of Rashi? That's when you, when Rav Ashi say that, that's when you can when you can see the Isura, it exists. However, listen, this is a bit of a wild Gemara. Here you've burnt the Isura. When you come to get Hana'a from this Isu, when you get Hana'a, look at Rabbi Chanan, look at the bottom of Rabbi Chanan. So what did Rabbi Chanan hear? It said like this. How could there be honey media? How could they eat it? Anyway, you can see it. About honey ate in these woods, kfar nishrafu, they're being burnt. You've burnt the wood. When are you getting hana'a? You've been mevatel it, and now you did the bitul when it got burnt. So they hit the thing. There's a lot of kashas on this. Lots of pashut. A lot of kashas on this. But therefore, it wouldn't be the same. Okay. Now, we mentioned there that Rashi said that there were three examples when the halacha is like Rav, both the Chumrah, both the Kula, both the Isra, both the Heter. We already saw the first example was an egg that was laid on Shabbos, you can have it on Yontif, or without on Yontif, you can have it on Shabbos the following day. Rav says yes, Rabbi Yochanan says, and Rabbi Rav says no. Rabbi Yochanan says yes, halacha is like Rav, the answer is no. The next case we saw was the 2 days of Yom Tov. Okay, here we come to the Gemara now brings that case over here. Itmar, Machloket Amoraim, Shnei Yamim, Tovim, Shel Galuyot. The 2 days of Yom Tov of Galuyot. Right? Rav Amar, Nol de Bezeh, Muteret Bezeh. Rav says if an egg was laid on the first day of Yom Tov, you can eat it on the second day of Yom Tov. Rav Asi Amar, Rav Asi says no. Nol de Bezeh, Asur Bezeh. Now I think that Rav Asi is representing Rabbi Yochanan Shittaya, because Rav Asi was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. But we got a machloket here between Rav and Rav Asi. So Rav says no, Rav Asi says yes, and Rav Asi says no. So Gemara now wants to try and understand over here, right? Leima kesav Rav Asi kedusha achati. Maybe why the reason Rav Asi says no, because he wants to say that this 2 days of Yontif is one big kedusha. If it's one kedusha, it's like one long day. If it's one long day, you certainly can't eat from the one day to the next. It's one kedusha. Look at the second Rashi. Chachamim kevaum avnei gola la'asotam ledorot. The Chachamim made this decision to do it. They did it ledorot forever. They said it's for lanetzach. You in Chutz Laretz have got 2 days of Yontif, and those 2 days of Yontif are like 1 day. And wa machmat safek v'tilum alehem kechomer yom aruch, like one long day. Okay, that's the one opinion. Just the reason why it's called Yom Tov Sheish L'Galiot is pashut, right? Because it's only in Chutz Laretz. But interesting to note, and you'll see that the Mefarshim all speak about this, that the places close to Israel, for example, like Egypt, I think, and Syria, and probably Jordan as well, and those areas never kept second day Yontif because the Beit Din, the Shlichim, got to them in time. We'll see in a moment that how did this Shlichim story start? That originally there were Masuot, they'd like torches. Now, lighting torches is the speed of light, in a relative sense, right? It's like the speed. You have to send out shlichim. You have to have people on different mountaintops, like a proper infrastructure of communication throughout Europe. And in Jerusalem, they'd go and light a torch, and then the next kilometer down, light a torch, and a torch. Within 3-4 hours, the whole of Europe knows that it was Rosh Chodesh and when Yom Tov is going to be. The problem starts when we aren't using torches anymore, and you're now relying on people to actually go out and travel. When they go out and travel, it takes time to travel. It's much longer to travel than just light torches from hilltops. And there it takes time. So guys who could get to places within a certain amount of time could announce when the Chag was going to be, mainly Pesach and Sukkot, right? Rosh Hashanah is a little bit more difficult. But let's say Pesach, we've got 15 days to get there. Shabbat we know from Pesach. So it's really Pesach and Sukkot. So if you're close to Israel, you've got to know in times. If you're in Syria, if you're in Egypt, or if you're on the border, whatever the case is. What's interesting is, and I didn't know this, I saw a note, I'm not sure where I saw it, that there were places in Israel where the Shlichim couldn't get to because of it was dangerous to get there. So there were even some places in Israel where they kept second day Yontif because the Shlichim couldn't get there. And that's an interesting one. All right. So now the question is Rav Asi. What's Rav Asi's reason? Rav Asi, because he says that it's one Kedusha, was it, but it can't be? Rav Asi himself used to make Havdola from one day to the next. If he made Havdola, look at Rashi, Mevarech HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. He'd say, Abrocha HaMavdil between Kodesh and Chol, holy and not holy. The Kesavar Kimlan Bekvir Deyarcha. Right? V'yom Tov Shani Chol Gamruhu, Mishum Minag Avoteinu. Aval Yadu Bekviatam HaKodesh Kamonu. V'asum Yisafek Me'alehen, Anachnu Osin Otam. He says, they already knew because it was Kviat HaKodesh. It's only a safek, and they knew that the one day was chol. That's a mimah nafshach. Either today's yontif or tomorrow, and tomorrow's chol. Today's chol and tomorrow's yontif. So if the egg was laid, then we can't say that you can't eat it because it's one big day. Because definitely one of the days was chol. The question can't be that. So what's going on over here? So Rav Asi, the question is Rav Asi sfuka mesapkele. It was a safek. V'avid lahach lechumra. He did have a chumra, so therefore Asi was a chumra. Ever comes Rav Zaira and says, Rav Zaira, kvatei Rav Asi mistabra. I like this idea. He says, I go like Rav Asi, but not exactly like Rav Asi did it mitoch safek. He says, kvatei Rav Asi mistabra. And what's his proof? Ha idna yadinan bekfir diyarcha. Is even in our time in Babel, we know about the kfir diyarcha. Vakaav dan and trayom, we still do 2 days. He wants to say that it's much more chamur, and that chachamim were gozer and metake and ledorot, that you have to have 2 days of yontif, and it's got nothing to do with a safek any longer. Even once we knew about it, it's no longer a safek. So it's got a much more chamur side. So that is Rav Ashi's side. Amar Abaye, Rabbi says, Kevate de Rav Mistabra. He says it's more like Rav. That Rav makes more sense, and Rav says it's butar. Why does Rav say it's butar? It's not, because Rav says like this. Look, Rashi Kavate, the Rav Mistamra, Sha'en and Chok is not a Chok, Elam Midagata Safek, Ichmirum, Ale Magaliot. And this was all Mitoch Safek. Right? And really, it's Pashut that one day is Yontif, one day is Chok, not like Rav Zaira. And how do we know that? He says, Kibarishona, Ditna, we have a Mishnah, and the Mishnah tells us in Masech Rosh Hashanah, Barishona, Hayumesin Masuot. Originally, he used to send out, like I said, these torches. Right? That was the Rashi that I mentioned. Mishakilkulu Akutim. You know, the Kutim came. He was that king. I think it's mentioned here somewhere. Not the Buchadnezzar, Salman, Shlom Mansar, whatever his name was. I don't know his name. But when he came and messed up the 10 tribes, the kicked them out and put other people in their places. So the Kutim came in and they wanted to convert. You know, Chachamim called them Girei Arayot because they were, it was because of Pacha that they were Geirim. They weren't real Geirim and they caused a tremendous amount of problems for the Chachamim. And what did they do? They messed up with this torch theory. Because how did it used to work? I'll read you the Rashi. I'll tell the Rashi. I'll paraphrase it outside. Rashi worked like this. That on, let's say, on the 29th of Elul, right? So the 29th of Elul, if Adim arrived, so then Chachamim would convey that the 30th of Elul was Rosh Hashanah, for example. If Adim, and then they would send out torches. If Adim didn't come, then they wouldn't send out torches. And people in the Galut knew, if they never saw torches last night, then tomorrow is not Rosh Hashanah, the following day is Rosh Hashanah. Okay? The Kutim went on the wrong day and lit torches. And we had one group in Chutzlar is keeping the one day Yontif like this, and the group in Israel keeping a day like this. And they didn't realize the Kutim had misled everybody, and in Chutzlar they kept the day early. They said, we can't rely on the torches anymore because the Kutim are messing us around. So they introduced the Shlichim. Right? That's the story. So now, the Mishnah says like this. But if the Kutim, we could sort the Kutim out, then Avdina and Chad Yom, we'd go back to this Basuot. And when the Basuot were there, we have to have a problem with 2 days. We can have 1 day. So you see, there's Mistabra Kabate, like Rav says Abaya, that this whole story of Yom Tov Shen Legaluyot is really just a big bitty of it. And no one thinks it's one big Kedusha. Everyone knows it's only a Safek. And one day the time should come. And please God, we'll have the Kutim out of our way. We'll go back to Masuot. In our day, Masuot, the equivalent of Masuot is the internet or telephones or telegrams or texts or faxes or immediate communication. We don't need 2 days anymore. And they wouldn't have it. Right? And even then he says, where the Shluchim got up to, even on those days where they were saying Shluchim, where the Shluchim would get to, they'd only be 1 day. They only would have 2 days, would be those who were outside the range of the Shluchim getting there on time. V'hashta says a Gemara diyadin and bekvir diarcha. So my time of the Yom. It's an obvious question here on all your minds, right? So if today we know when the 2 days are, when the right day is, and we don't have a problem any longer with the kutim, so why do we still have 2 days of galiyot? So Gemara says mishum the shalchu mitam. They sent to shal to Bavel. Hizaru beminag avotechem bideichem. Be careful. Hang on to that minag. Why? Because zimnim the gazru hamalchut gzeira va'ati liikik kulei. Look at Rashi over here. The Gaja Malchut Kzera, the fifth line to the one, two, fourth line to the one of Rashi there in the middle. Shloita Skubutra, the Melchia Kzera Net Israel. Shloita Skubutra, Asu to learn Torah. The Yishtakach Sola Ibu Mikem, we're going to forget. So from Bavel, a message went to Eretz Israel. And you're going to Yishtachu Sola Ibu Mikem from you. The Ta'avdu Nami Chad Yomer, Va'atil Kilkule, V'lasot Chaser, Male, Male Chaser, V'tochlu Chamet Pesach. End up messing up with the wrong things, we're going to end up eating chametz on Pesach. So therefore, out of this fear that we might end up losing the knowledge of how to do the Kviyat HaChodesh, we hang on to the 2 days in Chutz Laaretz. So why don't we do it in Eretz Yisrael as well, by that token? We should have it. So I saw a parasha, I'm not sure it was Rashi, I don't know, I saw it, a parasha that said that only the places where they always had a minhag of 2 days kept the 2 days. Israel never had a minhag of 2 days, therefore they never had to keep it 2 days. But the chutzlar, they kept the minhag of 2 days, so they kept it about 2 days. That's why we're living it today.